Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
Yes, it is. Open Talk with Les Jackson, and I am your host, Les Jackson. Back at you once again. It's a lovely day in the Motor City, about 54 degrees, I believe, last check. Feels like a natural heat wave. I know somebody somewhere has their sunroof open or their drop top dropped or something. It never fails. Happy birthday to all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, blogtalkradio.com, Get Glue, Stumble Upon, Ustream, however you get in, you know what I say, you got to fit in, that's for sure. We have a great, fast 30 minutes for you today. I have as my guest, and a person that I am honored to meet, Lady Reva. Lady Reva is about to release, and I believe has released, a new CD. I'm going to be playing excerpts from that CD. I'm not even going to do a whole bunch of talking. I'm getting ready to bring in right now my guest, Lady Reva. I'm going to sit back. Let me tell you a little bit about Lady Reva. She's a native of Detroit. She started singing when she was 5 years old. She gave her life to Christ and was baptized at an early age, reared in a Christian home by her mother and grandparents. She began singing both with choirs and a quartet with her family. You probably know them. They're known as the Universal Travelers. And from her early teens through her adult years, Lady Reva, good afternoon, good evening, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great. Good evening to you also. What a wonderful, wonderful day it is. I'm so excited to be on your show. I'm honored and I'm humbled. And I just want to say thank you for inviting me. And hello to all of my friends and family up in the D.
Reva, let me ask you something. Now, you pick it up from where I left off, because I know from there you moved to North Carolina. And what happened?
Well, I moved to North Carolina, and while I was living here in North Carolina, I continued to sing quartet, and I was traveling between North Carolina and Detroit, and I began singing with a gospel, with a Stellar Award winner. Her name is Evelyn Turrentine AG, and I began singing with her, and I also sang with another Stellar Award winner here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they are a group of women called the Christian Angels. In between all of that, I was in a marriage, a 14-year marriage, and it was very turbulent. It was very turbulent, abusive. It was just a really bad place for me. And while in all of that, in all those years, I began writing songs. Actually, I was in church one Sunday morning, and a word went forth for someone else. But it seemed like it was for me also, and I just grabbed hold to it, and I just ran with it, and the Lord just kept giving me songs and more songs, and I told him, I said, Lord, I don't want my sound to be just like every other female group, but I want to be able to help women, because he gave me a ministry to help women, women who were going through spousal abuse, domestic violence, and the songs that he gave me, I believe, are empowering, and they are uplifting, and so those three of the songs that are released now, one is currently on the radio across the country, and I'm just really thankful. It's been a long journey, and but thank God he's brought me through it, and I just want to be able to encourage others and to let them know that whatever you're going through, that whatever your situation may be, that God is still there and that he has your back and he's going to bring you through it, even though you may see you may feel that you can never see the rainbow. There seems like there's no end. God will bring you through, and I'm alive to tell you, to say that.
All right, hold on for 1 second. Here it is, the first track that I want to play for you. It's called Confidence, and then we're gonna get off into this one for a minute. Here we go. Let me just.
I'm
All right. I like that. I like that. Now, let me ask you, tell me, who is Kevin Williams, and how, what part does he play in the actual recording and everything that you do?
Kevin Williams is my music director, and he is also my producer, and he is also my future husband.
Okay, sounds good. Now, let me ask you, the song Confidence, and I can see you must have had quite a bit of confidence looking at you were raised by your mother and your grandparents. When you moved to North Carolina, you did become, I see, a gospel radio announcer on WNCU. That's 90.7 FM, located right there on the North Carolina Central University in Durham campus. And you had a Sunday morning show that you did every week, Intercessory Prayer Moments. Is that correct?
Yes, every Sunday morning you could call in onto the show and ask for prayer, and I would go and I would put your name on the prayer list, and we would go to the Lord in prayer on your behalf.
All right, all right, all right. We like that. We always can stand in need of prayer, that's for sure. Now, let me get to some of these things, because you also have emceed quite a few people and quite a few gospel groups. Just tell us some of the gospel groups that you've been involved with.
Ooh, let's see. Let's start from the top with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Brother Joe Lagan, out of Los Angeles, California. Harvey Watkins Jr. and the Canton Spirituals out of Canton, Mississippi. Let's see, Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo. The Sensational Nightingales. They are the Gentlemen of Song out of Durham, North Carolina. We have the the Pilgrim Jubilees out of Chicago, Illinois. Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs. And, oh, my gosh, the list just goes on. The Williams brothers.
It goes on and on and on. Also, I understand that you have performed the national anthem for the Durham Bulls for 2 years.
You performed the
national anthem at the Mid-Eastern Athletic Basketball Tournament, which is, for those of my sports fans that know, by abbreviation, is the MEAC.
Right. Yeah.
You have performed at the 2011 Rally Christmas Parade. You are or were the narrator and choir member in the Langston Hughes' Black Nativity play, and Desire, or is it Desiree? Desiree, on the television program True Love Awaits, based upon the biblical story of the 10 virgins.
Yes.
How was all of this accomplished? Because you had to have confidence.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I decided I wanted to venture out into doing theater, and my first theater project that I was able to work on was be a part of, actually, was Langston Hughes' Black Nativity play, and that was here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It was its very first year by the Justice Theater Project, and it was a huge, huge success, and it sold out every night. It was the right before Christmas, and so it was really nice. It was an exciting time for me, and just really getting into some acting, and oh my gosh, the Lord has really blessed me. I just want to say that, you know, in my early years, you know, I knew where I was going. I knew where I wanted to go. I was in the church, and when you get grown, you know, you kind of venture away. We tend to venture away and want to find our own way. And it took right after my grandmother passed away that, you know, I really just decided that, you know, I just really wanted to change things for me. I, you know, I felt like I hadn't really accomplished what I had set out to do, and I needed a change in my life. And so when I came here to North Carolina, you know, I came here to visit because I really wanted to move back to Michigan. And I grew up in Michigan. I grew up in the city county building when Coleman Young was mayor. My first job was with Irma Henderson. That was my very first job I had in high school. And I grew up in government and in politics. And, you know, I thought that was the way to go, working for Carl Levin and you know, still being in church and singing. I never stopped singing. And so when I moved to North Carolina, it just really changed for me here. And, you know, sometimes you have to go through things to know so that God can get you to where he wants you to be, you know. And sometimes the road is not, you know, easy. We all make choices, and sometimes the choice may not be the right choice. And like I said, I've been here. I was in a marriage for 14 years to a well-known guitar player in the gospel music industry, and it was turbulent and abusive, and there were several times that, you know, I didn't want to live. I tried to take my life twice because I lost all my self-esteem, everything. When I came here to North Carolina, I had a 9-year-old son, and I had an older son. He was up in Detroit, and he was doing really well, and he was on his in college. So we went through a lot, and it was even more hard when you have you're a young mother in your prime years, and you have a young son to raise that didn't have a father figure in his life. And I tell you that when he got grown, it weighed on me really heavy because I felt guilty. I felt like I hadn't been a good mother because I put him in a situation that he did not ask for. And what I thought was going to be good for the both of us did not turn out to be good for the both of us. And for years, I was guilty about making a wrong choice. And so I was trying to draw on the strength of my church, but really I couldn't. I didn't get very much support from my church either, so I left the church. I left my church, which hurt me to my heart because I was faithful, and I was working, and I had my young son, like I said, and he was in those important years where everything was impressionable. And so I finally got him to really believe in God and faith and be a strong, positive young man. And the more we went through, the his whole continent attitude changed. And I blamed myself for the things that went wrong, and there was just a decline in me. I just like died slowly on the inside. I felt like I was in prison and that I was never going to get out, that I had just served up myself a life sentence. And all I had was my prayer life and my faith. And in all of that, the Lord just started giving me songs. And while I was attending the women's group sessions at the Domestic Violence Center, and I listened to the stories of the women, my heart just went out to them because they were in some very serious situations. And, you know, domestic violence, it doesn't just affect women. Let me make that clear. Domestic violence don't just occur to women. It also occurs to men, and it affects children. It does not have, it's not just for poor people, uneducated people, and nor does it pertain to any certain ethnic, religious, or personality groups. It does not see that. Domestic violence can affect your housing situation. Many times, people don't want to rent to you if they know you are in a domestic violence situation. So,
and hold it right there. Hold it right there. Hold that thought, because I want to get this one in, because you almost overshot the cue. Here it is. Help me live for today. And all of this that she just said, what Lady Reba just said, is going to all tie back in. Check this one out. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Help Me Live for Today by Lady Reva, who is our guest today. I'm going to go right into the title track of the CD, I Am a Soldier, and she's going to explain this after we get back.
Thank you.
All right. That took me back right there. That took me way back. I almost felt it there and got happy walking around here, boy. It took me back to early Sunday mornings when we wake up and they had the gospel hour on WCHB.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yeah, back to here.
Go back and just enjoy yourself until it was time to go to Sunday school. Come on and tell us how you ended up putting that "I'm a Soldier." What brought it all about? How did it come about?
Well, actually, I went to church Sunday morning, and from singing quartet, I wanted to take it back to when we were growing up singing quartet in Detroit, and my grandmother and my mother, you know, they formed the group with my siblings, and we had to go out and sing at them programs. So they're not here, and I just wanted to do something to remember in remembrance of my mom and grandmother and where we started.
All right. Well, I like it. Now, let me ask you, the CD, it's already out?
The EP is out. The EP is out.
The EP is out. Okay.
Yeah. The EP is out.
The CD is going to drop.
The CD is going to drop the end of next month.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can get the complete works. The complete works next month. And
yes.
I believe if everything on the rest of it is like that there. you got some tools to work with right there. I'm telling you, I like that one. I love them all. I love all three of them songs, but that one right there. And as I was telling you when I talked to you earlier, the first one, that jazz that comes on there in the beginning of it, and it has that jazzy, and then it kind of breaks back into the true gospel spiritual singing. And I like the way the flavor of that was, because at first I kept telling them, I'm going to share this with everybody, and then I'm going to get you out of here, because I know we've been on here for 30 minutes, and I promise you I wouldn't keep you too much longer than that. But
I'm good.
I told Sister Reba, I said, look, I can't find these songs. And I'm listening to it all along, but I didn't let it go long enough to hear the singing. But I tell you, it was, once I heard it, it all made sense. It was excellent, just beautiful to sit back and to hear it, because this is what we need. And I believe that you are a soldier. Now, before I go, you were talking about, and you were bringing us up to speed on domestic violence. It does affect more than just the victim themselves. Come on,
Finish
out with that and take us on home.
Well, like I was saying, domestic violence doesn't, it affects everybody involved, even the animals. And if you know somebody who is affected, you know somebody that is in the domestic violence situation, you can give them the number to the National Domestic Violence Center hotline, and it's 1-800-799-SAFE, and that's the best thing you could do. Just be a listening ear for them, and you know, just do what you can, but you know, help them to stay safe. And I'm sure, you know, it affects a lot of people, all ages, mostly teenagers, young adults, and even senior citizens. You have senior abuse too, also. So like I said, I speak on domestic violence. The Lord released me finally to tell my story, and I hope it be a blessing to someone else. And just look out for our project. It's called "I'm a Soldier." A lot of the songs that the Lord gave me are biblically based. It's just not a bunch of words out there put together. There's a Bible scripture, but without seeing the Bible scripture. But I hope it encourages you and empowers you. Lady Reba and Redemption, if you want a copy of the EP, you can give me a call. It's area code 910 786-5625. Go on Facebook, Lady Reba and Redemption, and or you can email me at RebaJMason@yahoo.com. I love you, Detroit. I thank you so much. And also, we're going to be doing a live. We're doing a live DVD recording. It's planned for this summer, and it's a live DVD recording. We haven't finished working out all the things, but be listening out. I'm coming home to Detroit. I'm bringing it all back home. And we're going to do a live DVD recording, and I want to see Detroit come and pack it out, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. And also, you can also contact us on the group email, that's LadyRebaAndRedemption@gmail.com. So call me. I'll be more than happy to send you these three songs, and thank you for your support. Thank you, Les, for having me on your show. It has been a ball, and we have to do it again.
All right. We will, no doubt, because, like I said, we're going to be moving. Coming, and we were going to move and make the transition to the new station on next Monday, but instead I told them I'm going to need a week extra, but we will still be here doing some little short tune-ups while we're getting everything together to make the transition. Lady Reba, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. If you missed any part of this broadcast, I will have it posted on Facebook, Twitter, on LinkedIn. It'll be a part of my WordPress. It will be a part of my Blogger. It will be up on StumbleUpon. It'll be on GetGlue. It may even show up on YouTube. So you don't have any excuse for not hearing this good work that is being done. And if you missed the addresses and phone numbers, once I go back and get them, I will go ahead and post those also, so that you can contact Lady Reba and Redemption and get that EP. So until tomorrow, and on tomorrow, let's see, where am I going to go tomorrow? Because I know I got something hot and heavy coming up. Uh-oh, here it is. Is the 99%. Is the 99% losing their hope? We're going to be talking about people losing their hope and why it is that the 1% tends to have it all, while the 99% tends to struggle throughout not only America, but throughout the entire world. So until tomorrow, I'm going to sit back and say we love you. As I always say, try to stay out of trouble and get through the day without hurting anybody. Yes, this has been Open Talk with Les Jackson. Thanks once again to my guest, Reba. Lady Reba, we'll talk to you real soon. And God bless you, and keep on doing what you're doing. I'm up out of here until tomorrow, folks. I got to go back to class and start trying to work on some more of these boards. They're wearing me out, but I got to go. See y'all later. Have a good night, y'all.
Bye, Detroit. Bye, King High School and Eastside.
All right. We're out of here, Reba. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.